You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower, now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
First date follow-up. Powered by the Advocates Injury Attorneys. Online at advocateslaw.com.
Blake is on the phone today for a first date follow-up, and he's getting ghosted by Selena. So in a few minutes, we'll call her and see if she'll tell us why she's ghosting him and maybe get him another date. But before we do that, Blake, how long has it been since you heard from Selena?
It has been like several days, a week maybe. And it's not technically a first date follow-up because we didn't even get our first date.
No? Oh. What happened?
She ghosted me on the first date. We got set up with friends through like a group chat, and we really hit it off. And we've been talking for, she was out of town on business. And so we've been just chatting and we FaceTiming, and it was going like super well. Like she's really great. And I definitely thought we'd hit it off, and we were going to hang out the day she got back into town. We were going to have like a late lunch, early dinner thing. And I had a whole plan, like just in case, you know, like if the night went well, I have a telescope on the roof of my building. Ooh. And I was going to show her the stars. It was going to be so, so cute. And she never showed up, and I have not heard from her since then.
Okay. So have you tried texting her? How many times have you reached out to her in that week?
I probably sent a bunch of texts that afternoon, like, sure, you know, like worried about her and stuff. And then I've tried to not be, you know, I don't want to be crazy if she's not responding. I mean, she definitely got the other messages. So, you know, I've checked in, I waited a few days and I checked in again and still nothing.
What do you think could have happened?
I mean, look, the only thing I can think is that maybe it was like too intense before we actually met. I don't know. It really felt special to me. Like I thought for sure, like we've been talking we're FaceTiming every day. And I think I wonder if she got freaked out that it was like too much pressure for a date and like couldn't possibly live up to whatever we were imagining it would be or something.
It is weird how close you can get to somebody just off of like FaceTime. So you feel like you kind of know a person. So essentially you guys had a date. It just was on the phone.
It's the longest we've gone without talking since then is the thing. Wow. So it's like, okay. It's not like we ever had a week off. So I don't know. And I texted because it was a mutual friend. So I reached out to the friends, just like make sure that she was okay. And they were like, yep.
They just said, yep.
Yeah. They just said, yep. So I assume that that sounded like they knew something, but I didn't want to like follow up. I don't know. Maybe I got scared about following up then and I should have, but then it was too late.
Is there anything maybe said to her that she could have taken the wrong way?
I don't think so. I mean, between us, like, I feel like I did think some things. I definitely thought like this was really going to work. Like, I've never actually been ghosted before, I don't think. So I think maybe I just like, was too optimistic and I just got carried away. And I don't know what it was, but I must have said something that suggested that I don't know. Maybe I like, she thought I was crazy and we're gonna try to get married that day or something. I didn't say that.
Just kidding.
What was the last conversation you guys had?
Well, the night before, because she was like, she was flying pretty early. So like the night before we were FaceTiming, and then afterwards, I mean, I texted her a few times before she went to sleep, and like she asked for a steamy picture.
Okay.
And she hearted it. She just heard it. That's it. That was the last interaction we had. And it wasn't gross. It was very, it was steamy. Respectable.
But was like, it steamy?
You know?
So you turned on your shower and took a picture of your shower?
I wish somebody would do that.
It was like, I know the rules. I'm not sending her my junk. You know, it was like, no shirt. It looked good. It looked okay. I don't know. But she just hearted it. And I assumed at the time it was because she was falling asleep and she didn't want to like text a lot. But then like, that was the last thing.
I'm just wondering what her true reaction was to seeing the photo. And Blake, I'm sure you're lovely, but I'm just want, you know what I mean? Like, would that be any reason? Like, you do you look like
that would be a real ego hit if it was that.
And yeah. Very shallow.
Or maybe,
too.
You know, she's just like, you're such a man.
She can't handle it.
I can't handle it. She's like, oh no, I shouldn't ask for that steamy picture. Oh, I didn't know what kind of man I was going to get.
I'm sorry, we're laughing. Yeah, maybe. Maybe you're too much man, Blake.
Yeah, Blake. Oh.
That must be it.
All right. We'll figure it out, man. We'll play a song, come back, and then call her and see if she'll tell us why she's ghosting you and maybe get you another date if you still want one, okay?
Thank you so much.
All right. We'll play a song, come back, get your first date follow-up next.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of. A degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
You deserve a moment to yourself every single day. And a delicious bite of a Keebler Sandies can give you that comforting pause. If tonight's movie night is just what you need, make it special with the melt-in-your-mouth magic of a Keebler Sandies. This magic is baked into simple shortbread cookies by Ernie and the Keebler Elves. So as life continues to fly by, make the most of your me moment. Take a pause and enjoy a Keebler Sandies.
Right in the middle of your first date follow-up, if you're just joining us, Blake is on the phone and he's getting ghosted by Selena and he has no idea why. So we're going to call her in a minute and see if she'll tell us why she's ghosting him and maybe get him another date. But real quick, before we do that, Blake, why don't you refresh everybody's memory about your not really date, but still getting ghosted by Selena, Selena thing?
Yeah, so we talked on FaceTime for like a month before she got back from a road trip and then, or a work trip. And then when she landed, we were supposed to have a date, but then she's ghosted me after that. And I think I might have come on too strong at the last, or I'm too much of a man.
The last thing that happened was you sent her a steamy picture and that's it. You haven't heard from her since.
Sounds bad when you say it that way.
She did ask for the steamy picture, right?
She did.
Okay. You ready to call her?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Here we go.
Hello?
Hi, may I speak to Selena, please?
This is Selena.
Hey, Selena, how are you? My name is Jubal, and I host a radio show. It's called The Jubal Show.
Hi, Selena. I'm Nina, also on the show.
Hi, and I'm Victoria.
Oh, hi. I'm Selena.
Hi, Selena.
Nice to meet you, Selena.
Have you ever heard of The Jubal Show before?
Maybe. It sounds vaguely familiar.
We do a segment on our show. It's called the First Date Follow-Up. What that means is if you go out on a date with somebody and end up ghosting them, that person can email us to get you on the phone and ask why you're ghosting them. So we got an email about you from one of our listeners.
No, really?
Yeah, his name is Blake, and he's wondering why.
Oh, so you're ghosting Blake?
Wait, so he thinks I'm ghosting him?
Yeah. He told us about how you guys like FaceTime a bunch, and then the last interaction between you two, you said, hey, send me a steamy picture. And then so he sent you a steamy pic, and then that's the last he heard from you, so he doesn't understand what happened.
Right. That's totally fair. That's totally fair. This is the weirdest thing, because I just got my phone back today. I was on a flight. I flew out to Chicago for work, and we were supposed to meet up while I was there, and I left my phone on the plane, and they literally, like, just mailed it back to me this morning, probably an hour ago, opened up the package. Whoa. And so, like, this is so weird. This is so, like...
So you weren't ghosting him?
No, I didn't want to. I've been trying, like, I sent him a Facebook message, but he hasn't looked at it yet, and so I thought he was, like, mad at me, like, I don't know, like... I didn't ghost him on purpose, and I've tried every way I know to get a hold of him, but I haven't been able to. So I was going to call him later now that I have my phone back, but I didn't have any of my contacts. I had no way to get a hold of him before.
Seriously? That is wild.
Yeah. And you just got your phone back?
Yes. I literally just got it back today. I can't, I know that sounds like it's not real. It's real. Like, it's so weird.
Weird.
Maybe it's like kismet or fate or something.
I was about to say, do you believe in destiny?
Yeah. Guess what, Selena?
Absolutely.
Blake is actually on the phone listening and wants to talk to you. So kind of like he called
you. Awesome. Well, hi, Blake.
Hey, I just pulled up your Facebook message. I'm sorry. I haven't opened Facebook in like 2 years.
Oh, my God. I'm glad
you're okay.
I'm so sorry. Yeah, I know. I can't even. This is so weird. I was literally going to call you this afternoon, but I like had to do my work first. I got my phone just now, and the phone rang, and I was like, "Oh, I have no idea who this is." But I'm so thrilled that it's you, and that like I don't know. It feels like it was meant to be.
You're not
maybe,
too much man.
Maybe I'll give you my number as soon as we're not on the air anymore.
Right. Maybe I should write it down this time somewhere.
Somewhere.
Maybe address books were for a reason when people used to write them.
You guys, they have technology for that.
I'm just so glad you're not ghosting me. And I'm happy to restart the date plan whenever you are free.
I love that. I'll be back in town in like a week or two. And then, so you sent me that picture. That was the last, that's the last time I talked to you. That was a good picture. I'm sorry that.
It wasn't too much, man. They think the picture was too much and you couldn't handle it. And that's why you disappeared.
Maybe like subconsciously. That's But no, I absolutely, like, it was so fun, like, getting to know you and talking to you, and I was really looking forward to it, too, and so I was just thinking, like, I guess it wasn't meant to be, you know, and then this totally flips it around.
Yay.
That's cute. Well, yeah, so, Selena, would you like to go on another date with Blake? We'll pay for it.
Absolutely.
That's exciting.
I can't wait, and if you lose a phone again... Then I'll just look for you on Facebook, I guess.
Wait. What?
Yeah, we made that connection.
Guys, get air tags.
Ooh, that's a good idea. I'll have to put an air tag on you, and then I can find you from the air tag.
Ooh, I'm going to be sending more steamy pictures.
Getting weird with the air tags.
Jubal's First Date Follow-Up.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
So, should we go electric?
I think we should go electrified with Toyota.
Electrified?
Electrified means options. Yes, we could go all electric with a Toyota bZ4X, but then there are hybrids like Grand Highlander, or we could do something in between like a RAV4 plug-in hybrid.
So, Toyota is electrified diversified?
Yep, and with more options for reducing carbon emissions, the closer we all get to Toyota's Beyond Zero vision for the future.
Exactly how much coffee have you had this morning?
Learn more about our Beyond Zero vision for the future at toyota.com/beyondzero.
You're a growing business, which means you need every spare hour you can find. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.